Thoda cricket, thodi masti. Eta Cricket Frenzy on pitchinvasion.in.
But all of today afternoon in some Kannada news channel, and they were showing video footage of the party that all the RCC guys had after their loss against Kings 11. By looking at those guys' party, you don't even think that they lost a game, and that too a close game. So Chris Gayle was the DJ, and he wore some kind of a sleeveless jacket, and all he kept doing was, you know, unzipping the jacket and showing his six pack ab, and he was surrounded by, I don't know if it was the cheerleaders or other people, this bunch of white women for all, like, you know, planting kisses on the abs and posing right next to
it. His girlfriend is in town also, but I think she's in the country if I'm not mistaken. But and he's proclaimed, like, you know, loyalty to her and fidelity to her and all.
But it didn't look anywhere remotely close. So so he was just generally showing his six pack abs, and
maybe they broke up or something.
And he was playing Chammak Challo and dancing.
I have an interesting counterpoint to the partying this thing. I don't know if you guys have been reading Dirk Nannis' blog on Cricket Info.
He's really good.
I think he writes, on top of being a Renaissance man, you know, saxophone player, cricketer, this, that, blah, blah, and the other, he's also a pretty good writer, yeah? Right. And he has some very good insights, very well put across as well. And he's talking about this, you know, the people, when they say this party culture, and he's saying not everyone is into the parties, you know, to meet women and, you know, to the usual thing, idea that people have in their mind when they think of cricketers partying after games. And he said what happens usually is that it takes them a long time apparently to decompress after a game. And he said it, you know, a lot of times these parties end up being more like dinners, maybe with a couple of drinks to catch up with friends from opposing teams, you know, players from opposing teams, players from their own teams as well. And, you know, then after that, he said by the time we get back home and, you know, finally are able to sleep, it ends up being 5-6 in the morning sometimes, you know.
No, because I totally understand, because the kind of adrenaline rush that they have, and, you know, they're so charged up.
Exactly.
The moment the game gets over at what, 11:30, 12? So they go have a shower, change. Get to the party, it's only 1:30.
Exactly. That's what he said.
To kind of ease up. Because very true.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely buy that point. Yeah. Because I also saw Muralidharan wearing a nice formal shirt, crisp shirt and a trouser, smiling in one corner with what looked like an orange drink.
And his kids are there. And even Dirk Nannis said that once his kids came, of course, he would, like, you know, try his best to sleep earlier. If not sleep earlier, at least wake up before, like, you know, midday or whatever. Because the kids, of course, would get him up. And it's the same with Murli. I saw a very cute picture of Chris Gayle with Murli, you know, and Murli's baby on his lap. And Chris Gayle says the ultimate, he calls him, you know, the best baby father or whatever.
No, but I'm perfectly for these after parties. But barring, like, a few